Welcome to Illumio Insights. This is a show where we dig a little bit deeper into some of the topics around Illumio and the Illumio Adaptive Security Platform. Today, I'm joined by Darren Wolstein, who is our resident Microsoft expert here at Illumio.
Hello.
Welcome, Darren. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me.
This is actually the first of a series of podcasts that we want to do around Windows. You know, here at Illumio, we do a lot of stuff specific for the Microsoft platforms. I shouldn't just say Windows, but Azure, you know, Windows Server. We do a lot with Active Directory. What I want to do is just kind of kick off and introduce you to the listeners and talk a little bit about some of your perspective across your career, and then we can talk about what we're going to cover in upcoming episodes.
Wonderful.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about how you became the Microsoft expert here at Illumio. What's sort of your background? Where'd you come from?
Yeah, so I progressed through your standard support channels in IT is where I really started, kind of at the help desk, and moved my way up through larger and larger companies. Moved up to Silicon Valley in 2000 and started working for an EDA company. And it was, 5,000 people or so. And I had a lot of good experience there. And then I ended up working as the Microsoft architect at Apple for 9 years, which was really a fun experience.
I mean, not only fun, but it seems like it sounds a little counterintuitive that you were the Microsoft expert at Apple, which I didn't even think they had those. So what was that experience like?
It was great. I originally joined to decommission a domain, makes sense at Apple, right?
Right. They got fed up with having Microsoft in their on their campus.
In their environment, that's right. But the domain was specifically for administrators to use for specific administrative tasks.
Yeah.
Some software only can be administered through Windows, right?
Yeah.
So that's what it was mainly used for. Then as I came on board and I started decommissioning these 40 hosts, the application teams figured out that there was a Windows expert on board, and they started requesting servers.
So they found out about you, and they started to ask you to do things for them.
That's correct. My boss at the time was a little anti, and I don't blame him. He's trying to get rid of this domain. He hired this guy to get rid of it, and there was some management decisions that were made, and they realized they really did need these Microsoft products, and they needed them set up correctly. So I started a whole new domain, an official domain at Apple, and it all kind of blossomed from there. Fast forward 9.5 years, and we had 35,000 hosts.
So you started off with starting to decommission a domain or this environment, and you ended up with 35,000 hosts when you left Apple at the end of it.
35,000 servers, right? So we had no endpoints there that were Windows. It was all servers.
Right. Okay. Got it. And how big was the team that you worked with?
I started by myself, and I grew the team to about 7 people at the end.
Man, so pretty well. I mean, in the whole scheme of things at Apple, that's not a huge team, but you still had a pretty sizable team managing this Windows environment, 35,000 hosts. What were some of the challenges, or what were some of the things that you wanted to accomplish when you were in this role?
Yeah, so you start out as kind of this blank canvas, right? It's a new team. It's a new way. It's a new opportunity to interact with all these other teams.
Yeah.
And, we put in a lot of different processes that were just best practices for Microsoft machines. But then we did start running into challenges. As the volume of machines upped, we on a weekly basis, we started to have to slow down our deployments. And it sounds kind of weird, but it was getting the network cabled. It was getting the security ACLs in place. My team would finish updating, imaging and updating and connecting the host to our Active Directory in 2 days max.
Yeah.
And that included a burn-in on the server. So we were waiting up to another 3 to 4 weeks after that to actually bring it up on the data center floor.
Yeah.
So all these logistic problems, right?
And logistics were a lot of, operations or infrastructure that needed to be set up.
That's correct.
Okay.
So we solved a lot of the data center problems. We were expanding data centers, so we made sure we had our own racks and things like that. But still, the persistent problem over and over again was getting ACLs written in time.
Yeah.
To the point where we actually had to create the ACLs and send them to the security team for approval just to speed up the process.
Make things a little bit faster.
Right.
And so that obviously held back, like you said, it held back some of the deployments and rollouts of some of these services, and you were looking for ways to move a little bit faster.
Sure.
In any environment, as it gets to a certain threshold, having visibility or being able to see what's doing what and what's connected, that becomes a challenge. Was that a challenge? I would assume at some point that became a really big challenge, especially as you move towards 35,000 workloads.
Well, if you think about it, right, this was a Windows operations support team, right? Yeah. And all of a sudden, we had to start writing our own ACLs, which was new to us, right? Yeah. This is not something that we expected that we had to do.
Yeah.
So there was a challenge in just coming up with the ACLs. What is actually talking?
Right.
What's going on? Like, we know we needed NetBIOS. We know that we needed time. We know that we needed a bunch of stuff of replication and things across the network. But what ports were it talking on? What protocol was it using? You know, that became a big challenge for us, right? We actually had to dissect a lot of stuff about the Windows environment to actually truly understand what was going on and to help write those ACLs.
So a lot of research, a lot of it's going to take a lot of time to figure that kind of stuff out.
Yeah, a lot of trial and error in the beginning, right?
Yeah. Well, what we want to do in this series is cover a little bit about, you know, why you, I guess next we're going to talk about why you came to Illumio, and then talk about some of the things that Illumio does to help, that could have helped you in this role at Apple. You know, we'll talk about the unique things that Illumio does in the context of Microsoft. One of the things we want to do, I'm sure people are interested in, is how Illumio compares to firewall GPOs. You know, they're used to doing this in the Windows world today. You probably did a lot of that in your roles over the years. And Illumio is kind of this alternative to or complement to, in some cases, to doing firewall GPOs.
That's true. I mean, there are some base firewall GPOs that we did, right?
Yeah.
But most of the heavy lifting was done on our firewalls that were separating our network segments.
In the actual data center firewalls.
Right.
And, doing that. Yeah.
And that was a big project, right? That was something, you know, you want to contain a breach. You want to isolate it, right? So you want to segment off your network as much as you can, right?
Right.
So, I don't know, what was that, 15 years ago, we decided that there was like VLANs and this wonderful thing we could do by network segmentation, and everyone tried. And, you know, they realized, okay, we're not going to spend $25 million on
new network infrastructure.
Yeah, exactly. And we're going to back off of that a little bit, right? But they still wanted to, instead of isolating every application, in this case, they wanted to isolate our operating system from other operating systems.
Yeah.
So we used ACLs for that, obviously, and network segments. But I knew there was a better way, right? I literally had watched some turnover happen in the networking team because of the movement of trying to segment all these different network segments out. It was too fast to keep up with what the headcount that they had.
Okay.
So it begets two things. It slows that team down, and it actually causes more havoc for the other teams because you're not getting your pure network segmentation, right? You are finding holes and gaps, it's not a very comprehensive way of achieving the goal.
Yeah.
Though everyone agrees, you know, to separate all these environments out is the way to go.
You need some segmentation. It's just not – maybe you just don't do it in the network. It's probably good to do it in the network to a certain extent, maybe a coarse grain, but
– Well, other things popped up, right? So all these other companies, virtualization companies, said, hey, between our virtual nodes, you can do your segmentation. Well, that doesn't help me if I'm running bare metal. It only helps me in that little part of my network, right?
Yeah.
So I was for a good 4 years or so looking for a solution to segment – my hosts off, right? To my satisfaction. And you got to remember, you know, we're talking about writing rules for 30,000+ hosts that are global.
Right.
Right. This is not a small feat. There is a lot of firewalls you have to write rules for in that case.
It's not just a rack of servers in a data center somewhere. I mean,
right.
You were distributed, right? This 35,000 workloads were distributed.
And so you've got domain controllers all over the place that have to synchronize with each other freely. You have authentication traffic flowing to and from them. Plus, you have to actually have your member servers operating correctly. So it was quite a challenge. And needless to say, we only achieved a small part of it while I was there.
Yeah.
So why did I discover Illumio? Because all of a sudden, one day, in my inbox, here pops up an email of this company that has a solution that does all of that for me.
Well,
right?
Yeah, and we will get into all the details of why, you know, what beyond that email, you know, attracted you to Illumio in the next episode, and then we'll talk in the future episodes around specific things that we're doing in the world of Windows, leveraging Windows filtering platform, the work that you've done around segmentation templates for some of the core services, how we're leveraging group policy and things like Active Directory to do user segmentation. So really looking forward to digging in more around your perspective, what brought you here, as well as, you know, sort of the deep dive into the details around how we do what we do in the world of Windows. So, thanks for stopping by, Darren. We look forward to doing more of these and digging deeper for the folks who are listening.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you.